there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's get it popping, Rob. The big news, if you've been following the NBA at all today, you already know. Rob G, tell us what's going down with the Los Angeles Lakers.
According to multiple media reports, including friend of the show Brad Turner of the LA Times, the Los Angeles Lakers are acquiring Russell Westbrook in a trade with the Washington Wizards that includes Kyle Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and the Lakers' 2021 first-round pick.
Wait a minute. I thought Jeannie Buss was included in that trade. No? I mean, it's everybody else. No?
It's a ton. It's a ton. All right, Rob, you got first dibs at it. How you like it?
I think it's ridiculous. I think it's desperate. Sorry, Rob G. I know the big Laker fans are just happy. Russ, just to me, Chris, doesn't fit. It just doesn't fit in. He's a great player. I love to watch the guy play, because he plays hard every night. He never cheats you. You know what I mean? Like, it's not about effort. It's not
He's
about
an icon. There's no
doubt
about
it. Yeah, like what He's he does. And we were early on especially. Remember I kept when the triple-double, I was like, what's his record during the triple-doubles when he first, the first year he did it?
It was good.
And it was good, and I said, I'm all in on the triple-doubles. If you told me they had a terrible record when he scored a triple-double, Chris, then I'm not interested in a triple-double. Right. They used to win at a high clip when he scored a triple-double, so I'm in on that. I'm not knocking him. I just, where's the three-point
shooting?
Well, I tell you,
those triple-doubles are over.
Yeah, no, that is definitely.
He ain't going to average a triple-double this year with the Lakers.
Chris, don't the Lakers need some shooting, though? Shooting.
Yes. And they're trying to add Buddy Hield, which I said yesterday. Russell Westbrook is much better than Buddy Hield individually. There's no doubt about it, both now and historically, in terms of historical rank and all that. I don't even know that Buddy Hield would debate that. But for the Lakers, to your point, Rob, I'd rather have Buddy Hield. They need shooting.
They need, in this league, Chris, three-point shooting is at a premium. You got to have it. LeBron's not a great three-point shooter, right? Anthony Davis is a good shooter, another one. Where's it coming from? They just gave up everybody.
KCP was one of their better three-point shooters. Now, right, they're going to add a bunch of role players.
No, I know that. But I'm just saying, we've seen Russ in the playoffs, Chris, like not be able to shoot and have those bad stretches. And I thought they tried to do this in Houston. Didn't we just see this with James Harden or not?
No, we did. I mean, they didn't have as much. They didn't have an Anthony Davis. Here's what I'll say, Rob. I agree with a lot of what you say. I don't think it fits. When it first came out several days ago, I talked about it on television. It was last week. And I said, this could be a disaster, all right, because Russell Westbrook likes to play fast. LeBron James likes to play slow. Russell Westbrook and LeBron James are ball dominant.
Yes.
And LeBron will give it up, but he's only really comfortable giving it up to somebody he trusts can make decisions with it. Now, there are those saying, because you pointed out, Westbrook can't shoot. We all know that.
Right.
There are those saying, well, Dwayne Wade couldn't shoot, which is true. He couldn't shoot either. And LeBron and Wade made it work. Okay. Number one, it wasn't a great fit. I mean, they made it work for two championships and four trips to the finals because they both were so good individually. But Wade really had to just back up and give up a lot of his game to let LeBron handle the rock and then adjust. Will Westbrook do that? All right. Secondly, LeBron was much better at that point in time.
Thank you.
Now, if you want to argue he's smarter now, okay, probably. He's probably a smarter player now. But athletically, obviously, he was off the charts at that point in time. He's not anymore. And defensively, he was one of the best defenders in the league at that point. And he and Wade wreaked havoc defensively on opponents.
What did we see real quick? This year when there was no AD, Chris, and it was like, LeBron needs to step up and have that big game. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like rally the troops. He that's not who he is anymore.
And the third thing about he and Wade, Rob, and you know this, it was a different NBA back then. Of course, they shot the three, and it was important.
Not like this.
No, it was nothing like today. It wasn't all about spreading the floor and spacing the floor and all of that. So it's just a different league. Now, LeBron James is as smart as they come when it comes to basketball IQ. I will say with that talent, if they're healthy, you give them a puncher's chance. But it is volatile. It is potentially volatile as all get out. And I think the best way for it to work now, there's talk that Buddy Hield still could end up in L.A., so we'll see if that happens. They certainly could use him.
How? But for who? They don't have any players left.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, but there's reports out there that somehow it still could possibly happen. Dennis Schroeder, sign and trade. Why would Sacramento do that? Well, it would be Washington. I mean, it's all these types of shenanigans. Who knows how it's going to work out? If I'm Washington, I like this deal for Washington because I'm getting off of Westbrook's contract, which owes him over $90 million over the next 2 years. I don't have to worry about that. I could actually trade Bradley Beal if I want now. I would talk to Golden State and trade Beal for Golden State, or talk to the Sixers and bring in Ben Simmons and build around him. I got a new coach. Montrezl Harrell's only got 1 year left on his deal. Kuzma and KCP aren't making a lot of money. I love it for Washington. Why in the world would I lock myself up now with Dennis Schroeder?
Right. It makes no sense. And how do you think Montrezl Harrell feels now, Chris? Remember,
he needs to stop causing problems in locker rooms.
I mean, right?
Because
the Clippers were happy when he left. You remember that?
Right.
People were like, oh, that's a big loss for the Clippers. No, it wasn't.
Right.
No, it
they
wasn't.
Didn't, and look, I'm not saying he was as bad with the Lakers, but obviously they're not missing him. That's for darn sure. They're ready to move on from him. But, Rob, I think if I'm the Lakers, the best thing may be, and I want you got to look at it, see how it goes in practice and all that. But the best thing may be, if they end up getting Westbrook, is for LeBron just to play point guard. Because I don't trust, if I got LeBron James on the floor, why in the world am I having Russell Westbrook be my primary decision maker? I'm not. That's crazy. All right? So I'm just saying maybe LeBron, full-time point guard, LeBron. Westbrook's
the
two.
He
can't shoot. He can't shoot, but he can drive the heck out of the ball. We got to have another shooter somewhere out there. AD is at the five. I mean, maybe that's how you go, but it doesn't. On paper, in a today's NBA, shooting is important. Spacing, LeBron always wants spacing. This is odd. This is odd. But it is the Lakers.
It's star power, and they're willing to get. He's a hometown kid. I get all that.
Right.
And, you know, so there's a piece of
would
that.
Would you give him – would you agree with me, puncher's chance? At least in the West. I still like Brooklyn better than him. But
right.
Puncher's chance?
Yeah, a puncher's chance if they get lucky. But I
wouldn't pick because there's a ton
them.
Of talent. But
right. But I wouldn't pick I don't think it goes together. It's not always about compiling talent, Chris. We talk about
it. Oh, no, it isn't.
All the time.
We're finding that out with Team USA, right?
It has to fit. Yes,
yep.
It has to fit.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events,
you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There was an interesting story, and we've been seeing that several of these top players in the country are now high school players, are going to the G League. In fact, one of the top pick, Jalen Green. Now, Jalen Green, Rob, they are raving about Jalen Green. Rob G was just saying, we were talking off the air, they're comparing him to Kobe. They're comparing him to Tracy McGrady.
That's
the guy that wowed Detroit, right? With the workout, made them think twice about should we take him or Cade Cunningham. And he's the guy out there with the hair and the sequins, silver sequins suit, bell bottoms. I mean, this dude's a character. If he can ball like that, he's going to be something else. But he went to the G League, right? He made $500,000 as a, 18, 19-year-old in the G League, and he's about to be the second pick of the draft. Here's what I'm going to say, and this, we bring this up because Dyson Daniels, who's a top prospect, he's actually from Australia, but he is going to the G League. He's actually the first player to go to the G League and who's not from America. So now they're getting players, you know, from different parts of the country, different parts of the world.
Right.
He's going to make, you know, six figures. I don't know, mid six figures money. And he's not going to college. He'll spend 1 year in the G League. He'll be drafted next year, presumably. Rob, especially with all the changes going on in college basketball, does name, image, and likeness change it? Maybe. But I'm looking at this. Why would you go to college? If you're a one-and-done guy, and everybody knows it, and you're going to make $500,000, let's kind of take because we don't know what NIL is. Like, that could be a game changer, right? But if I can go to the G League, I can work out all the time. There's no limitations on my workout. I'm working with NBA coaches. Cade Cunningham just picked by number one by the Pistons. No surprise there.
No surprise. This was a no-brainer, Chris. This was a no-brainer.
But I'm working on my game with coaches who've been in the NBA, right? So they're working me out specifically for the NBA, not for our college team, whatever we need to win. I'm not playing a role there that I need to play to help us win. I'm working on what I need to work on to be a great NBA player. And I don't have to go through the facade of going to class and studying and all that. And I get it. I loved college. You loved college.
I had two. Right, I have two degrees, right? But it's not for everybody.
No, and they can look. What I loved about college, hanging out with my friends, kicking it. You know, the girls, all that. He can get all that in the G League,
and more.
Right. So, why would you go? And I'm not blaming kids. The tradition, March Madness, some will go. But my goodness, I think it's gonna be fewer and fewer top guys probably that go to college if the landscape continues to change like this, Rob.
Well, I just think it's economics. I mean, why in the world would you, if you can make money doing the same exact thing? I love the college, and everybody's different. Remember, Matt Leinart didn't go. He's going to be the number one pick in the NFL.
Right.
He wanted to stay in college because he wanted the dorm life or whatever it was. And he wound up being the 10th pick the next year because you have time for people to pick holes in you. You know what I mean, Chris? And,
yep.
And scrutinize you more. And I couldn't understand it. How in the world could you not want to be in the NFL and be the first overall pick? Like, do you know what I mean?
And
like,
you're
like,
right. That's what he was talking about. I love the college life, and good for him.
And good for him. That was his decision. But I don't get it, because I'm with you. I've said this a million times. If I was at Southern Connecticut State University in my junior year and the New York Times said, "We want you to come be a sports writer for us," Chris, I would have dropped out from Southern Connecticut and finished my degree, you know what I mean, somewhere else. But I would have taken the job. I would have.
I would have, too. I would have, too.
I would have.
As much as I like college and all that, I would have, too.
I would have.
Because you go to college, you have all the fun and all that, but you really go to college to prepare yourself for a career.
And you're trying to get the best opportunity for you. And, you know, if they told me, "We need you now. We can't wait a year. You know, we're going to fill a job." And it's not that I don't think I would get another job, but this isn't like I'm going to work for the Wilkes-Barre Times-Leader, which is where I wound up going to work, you know, after I graduated college. I don't know if I would have dropped out for that, Chris, but if the New York Times offered me a big deal, money to go to the biggest, you know, the most well-known newspaper in the history of mankind, I think I'm taking that job. And that's what it would be like for these NBA, these guys who have a chance to make $500,000, like you say, work with all these NBA people with the notion that you're going to be drafted high. This is not for middle of the road or long shots or, you know, wannabes. That's not what this is. They're not giving $500,000 to wannabes.
Right.
Or maybe he has potential. No, Chris, those guys aren't getting paid.
What has to happen for college basketball to get some of these? I mean, they'll get some, but like I said, I think over time it'll be more and more of the top kids will be going this route. Is the name, image, likeness, you know, the brands and the companies and corporations, all that, they're going to have to reach out to these kids, which they will do in high school, right? And if you go play for Duke or if you go play for North Carolina or whoever, we got this deal waiting for you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that's how you're going to get $1 million. That's how it will have to be, you know, for some of these guys. Because you said, I can't blame these kids and these families for doing this economically. And,
Chris,
and I'm only going to
be most people
on the
never see $500,000.
Anyway. Right.
What? How many people see $500,000? Seriously.
You're right. Most don't.
Most people don't see
that. And you're
that.
Not getting a real college experience anyway.
It's
Let's
a fraudulent trip to college. That's all it is. As soon as the semester's over and you don't have to go to class, You know what I mean?
Right. Most dudes don't even do two semesters or a full year.
Because the basketball season's over.
Yep.
Right. It's over. So you're like,
by the time your grades come out, it won't matter that you're ineligible or whatever.
Right. Your grades come out in May and the season's over. So they don't know what you're doing that second semester.
Yep. So it's interesting. I mean, look, you and I, and I'm sure most of our listeners, we've all grown up, you know, with the traditions of college basketball, March Madness and knowing the best players in the country and all of that, right? Great rivalries. The landscape's changing. The landscape is changing. All right, we're throwing it out to you guys, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Will the draft day success of guys like Jalen Green, who's probably about to get drafted second by the Houston – he just got drafted by the Houston Rockets second. All right, wow. Good for them, man. Good for them. Good for Steven Silas. Hopefully, Rob, this guy will become a star. They obviously just lost James Harden. So that would be a nice pick-me-up for the Houston Rockets. So hopefully this kid, and he looks like he's got a great personality. So, you know, he'd be fun.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
We're seeing this draft as it's going on. It's unfolding. And a lot of people are saying they think this is the best draft since 2003. Jay Billis has said that, all right? I want to ask you this question, Rob. And I'm going to give you three drafts. And, I mean, you probably don't know off the top of your head, but if you think there's another draft you want to throw out there,
well, any draft with Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley, right?
Well, I'm going to give you the three drafts that most people feel like are the top three, at least in recent memory.
Right.
2003, which is what Jay Billis referenced. LeBron, Wade, Bosh, Carmelo Anthony, David West, and Darko. I'm going to throw Darko in there. Just
I was going to say, that's the Darko draft. I remember that. Yeah, okay. I remember that, yeah.
All right, 1996. This is a good one. Kobe, Steve Nash, Allen Iverson, Ray Allen, Jermaine O'Neal, Peja Stojakovic, Marcus Camby, Sharif Abdul-Rahim, and Stephon Marbury.
That's some draft. 96?
That's a good draft.
Well, hey, what was Marcus, his nickname on the back page of the Daily News when he came to New York?
Camby? Camby, man?
Yeah. Nope. Remember he had all those injuries?
Yeah.
It was Cotton Camby. They called him Cotton Camby.
I didn't know that. That's a good one.
That's pretty good, right?
Because he was. Head. I mean, that dude,
he was always hurt. Always.
Yes. Always hurt. Always hurt. And really good player, but just couldn't really stay healthy. And then the 1984 draft, Rob, Michael Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon, Charles Barkley, John Stockton, Sam Perkins. Which one do you think of those three in this one? For humor's sake. Which one is the best draft?
Wow.
I can go if you want me to go first.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to take the Michael Jordan draft. Charles Barkley. Who else you said?
Hakeem.
Stockton.
And Stockton. Hakeem.
Those are four, like real time. And let me see. Big time. Not that the other guys aren't in the 2003, but I would take that draft.
Look, if you want to go for depth, because I kept naming, right, 1996, I'm sorry.
Right.
Depth-wise, yeah, you go with that draft. But I'd go with 84 as well because in 1984, I've got the greatest player of all time in Michael Jordan. I've got a top five player, Rob, at four of the positions. Jordan, shooting guard, arguably Stockton. I don't have him in my top five, but he's certainly arguably there. Many people, maybe most people, have him in the top five. He's the all-time assist and steals leader. So I've got a top five center in Olajuwon, fifth on my list, and Charles Barkley, a top, in my book, a top five power forward.
Right.
At four of the five positions, 96, you got Kobe. Nash, I don't think as many people have him as a top five point guard. Iverson is an icon and a legend. I don't have him as a top five point guard or shooting guard. I put him as a shooting guard, and I don't have him in the top five. Do you? Ray Allen was great, Hall of Famer, one of the best shooters ever. I think you say the best shooter ever. That's a tough one, too. 96 was, and 2003 was a fantastic draft. But really, you got LeBron, some think the GOAT. We got him second. Wade ranks high historically. Bosh and Melo are Hall of Famers, but not like top 20, 30 players of all time or anything like that.
But this is complex
Chris, Complex magazine. Yeah.
Right. They ranked the 96 one number one, which I'm looking at Camby, Peja, you know, like Jermaine O'Neal. Like, really? Is it only because of Kobe and Nash never won? Iverson didn't win. Jermaine, you know what? I'm like looking at this. Then they have 2003 with LeBron and Wade, Carmelo and David West. Really? Over Jordan, Olajuwon, Barkley, Stockton, and Sam Perkins, who was a hell of a player, too. Go look at his numbers. Go look at Sam Perkins, Chris. He was a really good player.
Yep. Yeah, you can't. I don't think you can put 03 over 84.
I don't see it.
Because let's look. Again, you and I and most people, let's face it, most people have Jordan over LeBron. But even if you want to call that a wash, just for argument's sake, right? Olajuwon's better than Wade.
Yes.
There's no question about it. Olajuwon was better than Dwayne Wade.
Barkley's better than
Chris Bosh. Yes.
No doubt.
No question about it. Stockton's better than Carmelo.
Yes.
So it's between 84 and 96. Now, I look at 96, right? Let's go down the line. Some of these guys underachieved. Marbury, for the first, several years of his career, was living up to the billing, but things went wacky for him, unfortunately, right? And you got to say he probably didn't live up to what he was supposed to be. Like, he had Hall of Fame talent, Rob. And he was on a Hall of Fame pace early in his career, and then things just went haywire. So, Abdur-Rahim, probably underachieved. Camby, probably underachieved. Camby was what? What was he, Rob G? Wasn't he the first or second or third?
Yeah. Right, he was one of the top three players
in the country. Yeah. Jermaine O'Neal, had about five really great years, if that. But, then I think it was injuries did him in. Camby was the second pick.
Yeah, I knew he was a top pick, right.
Yeah, and so I just think that Ray Allen certainly lived up to it. Iverson, even though he didn't win a championship, lived up to it. Nash overachieved, and Kobe probably overachieved, actually, considering he was the 13th pick. And Peja Stojakovic was really good. But I got to go with 84. I'll give 96 the depth, but 84 is my pick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.